We have been saying emunah by a yid is in his instincts. It's in his blood. He's born with it. Because we are children of Avraham Avinu. And as the Chiddush Yerim says, that would be the pshat in the bracha when we say, Bachato Hashem Magen Avraham. Every yid has a little fragment, perhaps more than that, of Avraham Avinu in him, and also Yitzchak and Yaakov. If you would think, let's say, in term of an apple tree, somebody planted a seed of an apple, and the tree grew up. Every apple, the hundreds or thousands of apples in the tree, which grow every year, they once were in that seed, in a very tiny, minuscule way, in a tiny, less than microscopic way. Every apple, every leaf, every twig was in that seed. Now, supposing from this apple tree an apple falls off, another apple tree grows. Again, it could be traced to the first seed. This tree that we see outside here has in itself the components of the first original tree which was planted by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam b'Ma'aseh Bereishis. Because it comes from that seed. Eitz pri eisa pri asher zari b'ilei minehu. On the other hand, you can look at it both ways. Every tree was once in the seed. The seed is now in the tree. We were all, it should give somebody a lift. It should give somebody some elation to think in these sedras when we learn and learn about Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak and Yaakov. It should give us an elation to think that we were once part of Avraham Avinu. On the other hand, Avraham Avinu is now part in us. Everybody has in himself a piece of Avraham Avinu. And that fragment, that gene of Avraham Avinu, which is in every yid, that nurtures us with emunah. That's the yesod of our emunah. And Chiddush Yerim explains, that's pshat in the bracha, Barachato Hashem Magen Avraham. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam shields and protects the nekuda of Avraham Avinu in every yid. The emuna can never be extinguished. We all have emuna, whether we are made in it or not, whether we are chas v'shalom kaifel or not, as we explained last week. Kaifel, and you Bachim who learn Bava Metzia should know, means to deny. Like V'chafata isim yibayisim v'chutz ba'kayfer. It's a cover up. Kapayris, which covers up the arin. It's a cover up. Magen Avraham. It's a very special bracha. Magen Avraham. The emunah preserved in every yid. Our reishis, our genesis is from Avraham Avinu. And therefore, now by the laws of physics, in philosophy, everything that has a reishis has an achris. We have a future. Every yid will ultimately do tshuva. If not in this gilgul, in another gilgul. When Mashiach will come, all the yidin will do tshuva. Like it says in Svarim, the Pritzadik says that when the shofar of Mashiach will be sounded, the biggest kaifer b'yikar, a mishumet lahachis, is going to go running after Mashiach Tzidkenu. Because he has this nekud of Avram Avinu, this tiny spark, which can never be extinguished. It may be covered up with sand, but it flickers under the sand. And when Mashiach will come, the Shofar Shel Mashiach will flare up in every Yiddish heart, the nekud of Emunah. The Kava Yashar and others for him bring an interesting story. The Ramban had a Talmud who went out Layaleinu Latar Basra. He became sour and he became a big officer in the army and then a general. And, you know, the generals in those days, they can do whatever they want. So he once summoned the Ramban, his previous Rebbe, on Yom Kippur. He wants him to come. So the Ramban came. So they discussed a certain inyan in halacha, and this Talmud argued against the Ramban. It was a chutzpah. So the Ramban gives him a sharp look. The Ramban, the Heilig Ramban, who was just a fiery piece of Kedusha, gave him a sharp look. It pierced through his heart. And he said, "You know, Rabbi, I'll tell you why I went out the Tal Basra, why I was derailed from Yiddishkeit. Because you once told us that every Yiddish neshama is merumiz in Ha'azinu, in the Sedra Ha'azinu. The Sfarim tell us that. Every Yid finds himself in Ha'azinu, in the Sedra Ha'azinu. I couldn't believe that. There are hundreds of thousands of Yidin, millions of Yidin. How could every Yid be in Ha'azinu?" So the Ramban says, "Indeed, every Yid is in Ha'azinu." So the Talmud says, "I challenge the Rebbe. Tell me where I am in Ha'azinu." This Talmud's name was Avneil. So the Ramban stood up, walked over to a corner, said a tefillah k'tzara, short tefillah. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam should open his eyes and he should see where his Talmud is in Ha'azinu. And he turned right back to the Talmud and said, "You are in Ha'azinu." It says over there, "Amati af ayem ashbisa meyanoish zichram." The Rabbeinu Shel Olam said, "I was thinking, I am going to destroy them. I will destroy from mankind their remembrance." So, there you are. The third letter of af ayem is a aleph. The third letter of ashbisa is a base. The third letter is of Me'enosh is a Nun. The third letter of Zichram is a Reish. Aleph, Beis, Nun, Reish, Avneil. Here you are. Which means that your fate will be that you will be lost from mankind. This Talmud was struck and he decided, "Yes, the Rebbe is right, and I'm going to mikayim this psak on myself." So the next day he did tshuva, and the next day he took a boat and just let himself out to sea without oars, and he just floated and floated, and nobody knows what happened to him. This means we have the Kabbalah from the Kava Yashar brings a story. It's not some one of those stories that were fabricated, like the stories of the Goylem of the Maral. It's a story which Bali Ruch HaKodesh bring in their Sefer, which is B'Kabbalah, Ish Acharish. And it gives us something to ponder about. We are not accustomed to make words out of the third, which means the middle ice of a word. We use Rosh HaTavis. The beginning of a word has in itself the kayach of the entire word. So we dash in Rosh HaTavis. Just like the beginning of the year, Rosh Hashanah, is bekayach, it contains the entire year. The last ice of a word is kaylel. It also contains the entire word. Like the last day in the year, Av Rosh Hashanah is the day of tshuva, because it's kaylel the entire year. But the middle, why the middle? We generally don't dash in the middle. Now, every yid is rooted in Avraham Avinu. He has a reishis, and therefore he has a achlis. Ultimately, he will come back to his roots of the reishis. His achlis, just like when we finish the Sefer Torah and Simchas Torah, we start right away Bereishis Bara Elokim, because it goes in a circle. The end of the circle touches the beginning of the circle, and every yid has a reishis and an achris. His achris will come back ultimately to his reishis. Every yid will do tshuva, like the pasuk says by David HaMelech, Levilti yidach mimenu nidach. No yiddish neshama will ever go astray forever. It'll have to come back. We'll talk about it probably in our sessions. This is the law of Yovel, coming back, return. Everyone must return. And we are rooted in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We must come back, ultimately. So, Avner, his fate was in this pasuk, that he'll get lost forever. That can't be. A yid is never lost forever. He'll have to come back. So if Avner's name would have been merumes in the Rosh HaTavis of that pasuk, it means that he has no reishis. If it would have been merumes in the Sefer Tavis of that pasuk, it means that he has no achris, no future, no tikva. But he is only merumes in the emtsai tavis, in the middle tavis, which is temporary. He has a reishis which cannot be touched. He has an achris which cannot be touched. Only the middle, which is not permanent, it's temporary. There he can get lost. He'll come back. Maybe he came back already. Every yid is rooted in the Aveis and the Yemais Agadashim. Now, the Aveis, as we explained last week, weren't capable of producing children, because it's a new species that lost its contact with the previous generation, and now the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has to give them a new kayach of Hailad. And as we explained last week, that's the Hey of Avraham, the Samtushmei Avraham. And the characteristic of this new species is Umitzasis Levavi Neaman Lefanecha, that he has a Muna. The Imahais were also a Kareis for that reason. They're cut off from the previous generations. It's a new beginning, a new start. On Pesach at night, we tell our children about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Seder night has been fashioned and formed by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam as the night when we could instill emunah into our children. And we tell our children
about Yetzias Mitzrayim, we imbue them with emunah, because as we already said, the Rambam finds that emunah is one of the Tayag mitzvahs, and the Pasuk in the Torah, which is Mitzava Asan emunah, is the Pasuk in Oich Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceiecha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim is the yesod of our emunah, because we saw Yetzias Mitzrayim. We didn't see Brias Olam, but we saw Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim was a replay of Brias Olam. Everything that went into Brias Olam, Ba'asara Mamoris Nevra Olam, this was repeated again like a carbon copy by Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Asara Mamoris were repeated in the Asara Makis, backwards. This is Pliyatik Azachim. It goes backwards. Like the first Maimer is Breishis, the beginning. The last Makah was a Makah of the Reishis, Makas Bechayres, the firstborn of the Mitzrayim. The second Maimer is Yehi Oyo, let there be light. The next to the last Makah is Choshech, Uchol B'nei Yisrael Haya Oyo. And so on and so forth. You can go through that. The third Maimer is Yerikia. So the next, the third from the last is the Arba, which came from the Rekia, Ve'yachas Asein Ha'aretz. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Yesod of Emunah. We saw it repeated. So that's why Anoche Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceiecha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And that's why by Krishna, when we start with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we finish with Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoceiecha Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So on Pesach at night, we talk with our children and we implant emunah in them, conscious emunah in Yetzias Mitzrayim, which means the entire Torah. So not only do we do it by vocally with words, we do it, we internalize it by certain ma'achalim, which the Rabbeinu Shalom gave a kedusha of emunah into these ma'achalim. Matzah. Matzah is made out of flour and water. Matzah is only an envelope. It has Shemus HaGedoshim in it, Meirdik HaShemus, and the kedusha of matzah. And when a person eats matzah, the Zohar Kaddish calls it Meichladim HaMenusa, a food of emunah. He eats the matzah. He internalizes the matzah, the emunah in him. And we drink apikoses. So on the Seder night, we have three matzahs and four koses. The three matzahs is the emunah of the Shalosha Aveis. The four koses is the emunah of the Arba Imahis. These are the three heads of the shin on the right side of your tefillin, the Shalosha Aveis. Because the tefillin is emunah, and the tefillin it says Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and it says Yetzias Mitzrayim in the tefillin. And the left side you have a shin of four heads. These are the Arba Imahis. So there's a big difference between the Shalosha Aveis and the Arba Imahis. The Shalosha Aveis is matzah, wheat, dagan, which we make a mitzi lechem over it. The Gemara says that Eina tinnek yedeya likres abba ela achash etom tam of dagan. A child can recognize his parents when he starts eating dagan, when he starts eating wheat. Wheat gives an chachma into a person. Yayin is the opposite. Yayin could even deprive a person of chachma. When a person drinks alcohol, his mind isn't as keen, as alert as without that. But on the other hand, yayin gives emotion. Yayin gives feeling in the heart. So Generally, men are more logical, cold logic. Women are more emotional. Women are more fit, and they are conditioned by the Rabbanei Shleilem to bringing up children. They're more emotional. Hearts, feeling. So, when the Gemara says Nashim Dait and Kalois, the Gemara doesn't mean that women are less intelligent than men. It means that their emotions, they govern by the men, cold logic governs. And the Nashim Dait and Kalois, emotion can sometimes detour from logic. But the intelligence, that isn't affected. So, we have the three matzahs and the four cases of yayin, emotion. We believe in the Rabbeinu Shleilem not so much with logic. It's our feelings, not our understanding. We have it in ourselves. It's an instinct. Women have more instinct than men. It's emotion. In Lashon Kodesh, with which the Rabbeinu Shleilem created the world, you find cues, you find ramazim. Every word means something. You can analyze a word and find the very basis of the word. Like, for instance, I'll give you a klal and digduk. Usually, the root of a word, mostly in Lashon Kodesh, is free isis. Every shayrish of free isis with ends with mem or nun, so when the verb, when the payil becomes a noun, when the taya becomes a shame, so we drop the last mem and the nun, and we have a shame, a noun out of two isis. I'll give you a mashal. Shanain means to sharpen. Vishanantam levanecha. So the Gemara dashes, Shiyu divra taira mechudodn beficha. Taira should be sharp in your mouth. You should know it well. Now, if you take the word shanain, which is a verb, and you drop the last nun, you have a noun, shane, a sharp tooth. Ganain means to protect. Veganti alherazais. If you take the last nun and drop it, you have the word gan, a garden, which protects. A garden is usually cordoned off, and it's fenced off with a fence. It's protected. That's why it's called Gan, because it's protected with a fence around. Our emuna comes from the mother, because the emuna is instinct, it's emotion. The halacha is that Oved Kechavim Haba Bas Yisrael, a guy that fathers a child from a Bas Yisrael, the child is a Yid. On the other hand, Yisrael haba al abas al akum al goya, the child is a guy. Every yichus, all the traits and privileges are always from the father. Mishpachaisim levesa veisim. Who determines the shevet of a child? The father. If the father was from Shevet Yehuda, the son will be Yehuda. If the father was a Kayin, the son will be a Kayin. If the father, if a Kohenes, a daughter of a Kayin, marries a Yisrael, the son will be a Yisrael. Everything is determined by the father, except Emunah, faith. If a guy marries a Bas Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, the child will be Jewish. If a Shiksa marries a Yid, the child will be a shegetz. Everything is determined by the mother, as far as the muna is concerned. In other inyanim, it's determined by the father. Because a muna, the word a mind to believe, If you drop the last nun, you have the word aim, a mother. Amunah comes from the mother. Because Amunah comes from the emotions, from the feelings. And as we explained last week, when a spider builds a web, or a beaver builds a dam, he doesn't do it with intelligence. He doesn't do it with the knowledge of engineering. He does it with feeling. He has it in his blood, in his chromosomes. He knows how. We believe in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam because a Yid instinctively believes in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Aim, we have it from the mother. It's wine, it's emotion, it's feeling. So this is our Emunah. And that's what we make the bracha Magen Avraham over. The Emunah which we have by Yerusha, not necessarily the knowledge, but rather the feeling of Emunah, we have it from Avraham Avinu, and Rabbeinu Shel Olam protects that Nekudah of Emunah in every Yid. That's one way of having Emunah, by Yerusha. But that's not the mitzvah of Emunah. We're going to do research and we're going to explore when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzitzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, you're supposed to believe in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Is the emotion, the feeling, the instinct, is that sufficient? Having such Emunah where Mikayim the mitzvah already? No, we're not mekayim the mitzvah yet. We're going to discuss that in Yisrael. A good one.